The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. All right. I have the 10 most stolen things from hotel rooms, according to people who work in hotels.
Okay.
I don't think anything on there will surprise you per se, maybe the order. Okay. So instead, what we'll do is I'm going to kind of pick and choose the order, and I will ask you if it's acceptable to steal. And okay. I want you to acknowledge in advance
okay.
that the word is steal. So in theory, are you against stealing, Steve?
Yes.
Kelly?
Not always.
Most honest answer in the room. Hotwings?
Mostly.
Maitland?
Well, put.
Tommy, are you against stealing?
In general, no.
In general, no. You are not against stealing.
Nah.
You believe stealing is okay.
I don't think it's okay.
So if I want something of yours, I can come in and take it.
If you need it that bad.
No one's including that in this detail.
Yeah. No. How does audiobook Jesus think he'd feel about that?
No, he's probably not too happy about that one.
I like the fun kind of stealing. That's what I'm okay with. Like if I came to your house, free beer to hang out if you invited the show, and I stole a picture of your family and then replaced it with a picture of me and then left until you noticed it, that would be funny. And
okay,
I would never give you your picture back either. Like it'd be for the long haul.
Oh, I was about to say that's funny, but now that's just a jerk move. Stay out of my house. All right, I'm going to start with number 8. This is the 8th most stolen item.
Okay.
Pens. I'm going to guess you all think it's perfectly fine to take a pen from a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would agree because I thought you were supposed to. That's why they're the cheap branded ones. They want you to take them. So people will go, oh, you love the Courtyard Champagne?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to stay there someday.
Yeah, they are the cheap ones that you can use for about 5 times before they start to run out. Same with the notepad that's right there. I mean, if it was like some big grandiose notepad, you go, I'm not sure they want me to take that.
Like but, what? Like a leather-bound journal?
Yeah, I guess. Like a Franklin planner. They probably don't want me to take that. But the ones that they leave there, they're like, they're so small. Like you said, they're branded for a reason. They want you to take them home and put them next to your phone. So really, I don't look at that as stealing. I look at that as like part of the room experience.
Last time I was in Chicago, I took these really sleek, any really neat pens because Steve really likes them too.
Yeah.
So I took a handful so that I could have some for me and Steve could have some.
Swiss Hotel.
Whew.
Ooh, can I see that?
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Oh, that is a fine pen.
Right?
Right. And it's like skinny.
How did you get a handful?
It's skinnier than normal.
Stole them.
They had a cup next to where you would sign your receipts at like the little coffee shop. So oh, while
No. That's the leave a pen, take a pen cup.
Did you leave any?
No.
Did you take all of them?
Not all of them. I took like 6.
She's not an animal.
How many were there? 7?
Like 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they had a lot in there. So, I did wait until he had his back turned and was making the coffee. But
okay. So then you knew it was stealing.
Well, I knew.
You felt bad about it.
I knew it was taking them without permission and pretty liberally. Yeah.
What's another word for taking them without permission with no intention of giving them back? Can you think of another word that Americans might be more
honestly,
used to?
It's escaping me right now.
Stealing. That's the one.
Yeah. It's okay.
But overall, everybody's saying thumbs up on stealing, even Maitland's ham-handed effort in Chicago at the Swiss Hotel.
Yeah.
Number 10, the remote control.
What?
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand why you would do that. That seems like you would only do that to be malicious.
I would have guessed that it's stolen, in air quotes, more often because people drop it in the bed and then get it mixed up with their stuff and accidentally, because it would do you no good. It's not like those remotes. Most of the time, they're specific hotel universal remotes, and I don't like them when I'm there.
Yeah, right. But that's not stolen. Like, if you accidentally get it mixed up in your dirty laundry and you throw it in your bag, that's not stolen.
No,
but I guess the hotels wouldn't know that in doing the survey. Yeah. They would just be like, do you lose remotes or not?
People are like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted a remote that has really gross buttons that everyone's rubbed on their butt. Oh, Steve, is that stealing?
No.
It's not?
No.
Kelly?
That, to me, does feel like stealing, yes.
No.
Hot Wings?
Yes, because you know they don't intend for you to take
There's
it.
No chance they intend.
You can debate whether or not they want you to take a pen. They definitely don't want you to take the remote.
Tommy is taking the remote stealing.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. At least just take the batteries.
I mean, if you're going to take the remote, you might as well take the television, too. At least it goes to it.
Oh, if you plug it in at home, do you get that hotel-only TV channel with, like, Mario Lopez?
Or does it permanently say, welcome and your name?
So 40% of the show is down with stealing remote controls.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes most hotels will have glasses next to, like, the ice container. But if you get one of them that has a little kitchenette, like a long-term stay kind of place.
Yeah, the extended stay America.
Dishes and glasses. That's the number 9 most stolen items. Dishes and glasses from the hotel. Is it okay to steal them? Tommy?
No, because you'll get charged for that. That sucks.
I mean, you could charge for all these things except the pens.
Oh.
If you get caught, Maitland.
Yeah, that one's a gray area for me.
It's gray?
Yeah.
What makes it gray?
Because
why do you think you can steal their stuff?
There are certain glassware items that are kind of on my wish list. As far as ones that I would love to have in my home.
And they come from hotels?
Well, if I happen to find my, like, dream glass at a hotel, I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
What would your dream glass be exactly?
I'm glad you asked.
It's, I need to ask.
Tall, skinny, perfectly straight Collins glass.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, they don't sell those anywhere for
they
cheap.
They don't. I can never find them.
My girlfriend has a whole set of those.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
She
can't hide money.
Roman Emperor.
I'm like, and I don't. I mean, she's got nice taste, but I don't think she spent a lot on the glasses.
Maitland, you're making it seem like if they put those in there, it's practically their fault.
Like they're asking for it. Yeah, because the cabinet dressed a little bit slutty.
Similar logic.
Well, not everybody has a dream wish list of glassware, so I understand. They can't expect that.
If you have a unique wish list, it's okay to steal from it. Hot Wings, is it okay to steal glasses and plates from
no.
a hotel? Kelly?
No.
Steve?
No.
Kelly, are you going back on your own answer?
Well, here's the thing. No, I'm not going back on my own answer, but I love a good cup, so I'm not going to say Mason's wrong for that, but I don't think I would do it.
You do love a good cup.
I do love a good
cup. And people love sending you good cups, and you love receiving good cups.
Okay, that's different, and I actually don't care for that. Don't send me cups. Don't do that. Those were great gifts for like 10 years, and then it's like, all right, now I've got 10 years worth of cups. But like,
you've only worked with us for 6.5.
Well, almost 7. Yeah, you're right.
But you've gotten a decade's worth of cups.
But I was on another morning show 3 years before that, so true. Many cups.
All right.
Okay. Tom Collins, highball drinking glasses at Target. A 6-pack for $30.
At Target. Cool. Those are wrong.
Those are wrong. Wait, yep. That's what you described.
No, they're tapered. They got to be perfectly straight the whole
perfectly
way up.
Straight. Okay.
Oh my
and
God.
And we're talking round.
Those look
not
pretty
the,
straight to
I
me.
I like the square ones.
Those are neat, but I like a round.
That was oddly insulting.
Those are neat.
That was, yeah, very patronizing.
That was a super good try.
That's adorable. Square cup. Neat.
Neat.
All right, number 7, the 7th most stolen item from hotels. Is it okay to steal?
Okay.
Remember, stealing is not okay. That's the general rule, but everyone that answered so far is like, hair dryers.
No.
Kelly, can you take the hairdryer?
No. Most of the time, it's actually attached to the wall. That'd be super difficult.
Steve?
No.
Hot Wings?
No.
Maitland?
Why would you want to? No.
Tommy?
No.
They're not very good, are they?
No. Like,
they're not.
Some of them are
fine. It's not a quality hairdryer, though.
Yeah. I don't know. They're pretty decent. I've run them for an hour at a time. And they've never burned out on me.
Very resilient.
Yeah, they're strong, man.
The 6th most stolen item at hotels. Is it okay to take hotel pillows? Maitland?
No.
Tommy?
That's gross.
That's going to be a big charge. No.
Again, we're not worried about the charge. We're not asking if they think it's stealing. We know the hotel thinks it's stealing. This is whether or not you morally think it's okay.
No, go get your own pillow that you haven't shared with 700 other people.
Hawings?
No, it's not. And also, yeah, why would you want to? I mean, I know some of their pillows are comfortable, but again, there has been thousands of heads on it already.
Mm-mm. Kelly?
Yeah, no.
Steve?
No.
All right, number five, fifth most stolen item from hotel rooms. Steve, is it okay to steal blankets?
No.
Everybody a no?
Nah.
It's just not okay on a gross level.
So it's not that from a you don't think you should steal it. It's a you don't want it.
I don't want it.
Like if it was Maitland's all-time greatest blanket was one that might have been slept on by six people with diphtheria the night before, she would be justified in taking it. Right, Maitland? Mm. In the same way those glasses are yours?
Blankets are harder to come by.
Are they?
Not according to that Google search.
Can't go out and buy one anywhere, huh?
Yeah.
No, can't find them.
I'm tired of those op-ed pieces about all the blanket shortages in America. Number four, this one's interesting. Toiletries that aren't meant to be taken. So like there's what? Those little bottles, right? They expect you to take those or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, they're
but
like
you know
single
the,
use.
The shampoo and conditioner and body soap that they put in the shower
oh,
now.
It's like bolted to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently people steal those all the time.
Okay, see, that's crazy.
I always think when I'm at a hotel, man, I really need to get one of these dispensers for the walls.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just start bringing some wrenches and some screwdrivers with me. And
again, they sell those.
Yeah, but why would I do that when...
when you could travel with tools.
yeah. And then risk spilling shampoo, conditioner, and body wash
definitely
into my bag.
I mean, the key is, though, that you have to walk in the room and steal it immediately.
Mm.
So that you can then call down and go, hey, I don't know what the deal is, but this room doesn't have any shampoo in it. There's, yeah. I see a spot where there was a dispenser, but there isn't one.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to do it in the right order.
Alex has thought this through. That's why every time he goes to the hotel, he's like, yeah, there's no TV in here. I don't know what happened.
I'll bet no one has thought about theft more that hasn't done it than me.
Bold claim.
Like, I mean, for real. Like, I did. Like I said, I have thought a million times about different crimes and how to do them, and I've never done any of them, and I don't have a desire to, but I like trying to figure out puzzles, I guess. Like, what's the best course to not get caught doing stuff?
Number three, I'm a hypocrite on this one, because I've definitely done it more than one time. Hangers. Sometimes those hangers are really nice for my sport coats or for my dress shirts, mm-hmm. and I just want to take them with me.
But a lot of times they have those dick hangers that...
I don't think that's what they are. I think you're supposed to put clothes on them.
It's just that little, you know, it just slides into the sleeve with that little nub at the top.
You know why they do that? Because
people steal
the other good ones.
Mm-hmm. You don't steal hangers. That's definitely theft, and no, you don't take them. But I agree, some of them are nice. But they're so it's rare to find a normal hanger now, though, at a hotel.
Do tell.
It is. Well, no, it's the ones that I just described where it's got the pre-existing hook that's already looped, and then you just put the little ball bearing in there, and you can't use them anywhere else.
Okay, bathrobes. Is it okay to take the bathrobe?
No.
If it's super nice.
Some of them are super nice.
Who's wearing the hotel bathrobe?
Oh my God.
Lots
if it's nice, yeah, really? Hell yeah.
Like it has to, but it has to be like at a nice hotel.
Right. Yeah. Like it's got to be plush and it better smell like it's never been used. And some of those places get it down to like almost like that perfect bleachy clean smell.
Yeah, like a Comfort Suites.
Yes, I love it. Oh yeah, for sure. Super fancy stuff.
Oh, yeah. I loved the Microtel robe where it was just a pocket square.
Yeah, I like the Roadway Inn.
All right, towels.
Oh, I see. No.
Towels are the number one stolen thing from a hotel.
I'd steal a hotel towel.
You would steal one?
Yeah.
What prevents you from doing that?
I don't have the gusto.
The gusto?
So, Tommy's got a weird forlorn dream of stealing a hotel towel, but just doesn't have the gumption to come up with it.
I just...
What a weird situation you were in.
I'd like to, but I don't have the right panache.
I just don't care enough to steal a hotel towel. But
you
I would.
You know I'm averse to monkey business.
I'm lacking pizzazz. So I can't.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.